Activist Radio is on the air. You've tuned into the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal. Mark is training a new generation of leaders to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
That's right, your radio activist here live on Facebook and other social media platforms. Talking to you from Columbus, Ohio, the heart of it all, here in the state of Ohio. And we've got big news today. We're going to be talking about the situation, the case of baby Charlie Gard. And if you've been following things on online and also the national news, this has been in the spotlight for about a week now. We're going to hopefully bring a little bit of clarity to the issue today. Bottom line is, Charlie Gard's life hangs in the balance at this moment in the United Kingdom, and there is a delegation of ministers and other pro-life leaders that are going to be leaving late tonight to hopefully attempt a last-ditch rescue of this young boy. So we're talking about that today here on the Mark Harrington Show, and you can listen to us on Facebook here and other media platforms every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time here on Create Equals Facebook page and other media platforms. So let's dive right into this because we're going to be moving quickly today. This child, his name is Charlie Gard. He's 8 months old, and he has a rare disease. This disease is called mitochondrial depletion syndrome. Mitochondrial depletion syndrome. And it's a progressive muscle weakness, okay? Apparently, only 20 children in the entire world have been afflicted with this disease. It causes brain damage and weakness of the muscles. And right now, Charlie Gard sits in a hospital in England. The hospital's name is, the Great Ormond Street Hospital, or the acronym is GOSH. That's fitting, GOSH, because that's what I say when I hear about this story. I say, gosh, what's going on? But he's at this hospital, this GOSH hospital in England right now, and his life hangs in the balance because the hospital wants to pull the feeding tube from Charlie. Despite the wishes of his parents, who want him to seek treatment in the United States of America and have actually raised 1.3 million pounds to make that happen. But even with that, with the wishes of the parents saying they want to treat this child, they'd like to take him to America for experimental treatment, despite the fact that they've raised 1.3 million pounds, the hospital has appealed to the court in the United Kingdom that they would pull his feeding tube and, in essence, kill Charlie Gard. This is a classic case of death panels, something that Sarah Palin was totally ridiculed and laughed at about a decade ago when we were talking about Obamacare. She said that when it comes to health care and it comes to this kind of thing, there's going to be rationing. There's going to be decisions made that will go against the wishes of the parents or other loved ones. And she called them death panels, and she was lambasted and laughed at for that. The truth of the matter is that's what's happening in the UK. This death panel, which is constituted by the hospital officials, the UK judge who ruled in favor of the hospital, and then this court called the European Court of Human Rights. Think about that. I mean, just saying the words makes you sends chills down your spine, that they would appeal to the European Court of Human Rights. Like, there needs to be such a thing. First of all, that's a problem. But anyway, this hospital has appealed to this judge. His name is Judge Francis. to pull the feeding tube, despite the fact that the parents do not want this to happen. And Judge Francis handed down a ruling. Now, think about this. First of all, the hospital is saying we need to pull the plug. The parents say they don't want to. They appeal to a judge who says we need to pull the plug. The parents don't want them to. And it doesn't have to do with money. This isn't about rationing. This isn't about there being enough resources for the child, because there are enough resources. 1.3 million pounds. And a hospital that'll take Charlie in. So it's not even about money. It's not even about this rationing problem, supposedly. But anyway, this judge ruled that the hospital had the right to kill Charlie, and he said this: there is unanimity among the experts. Well, just right there, let me stop. Who are the experts here? What about the parents who love the child? Aren't they considered in this? No, this is the hospital and the medical people, who obviously have a vested interest in killing Charlie. There is a unanimity among the experts from whom I have heard that nucleoside therapy, and apparently that's the experimental treatment that Charlie could receive in the United States, nucleoside therapy cannot reverse structural brain damage. I dare say that medical science may benefit objectively from the experiment. In other words, he says, well, you know, if you send him to the United States, then Charlie might undergo this experimental treatment, and therefore, there may be benefit for that for others, but not for Charlie from the experiment. But the best interest that I can find, it is in Charlie's best interest that I accede to the applications and rule that GOSH, that's the hospital, may lawfully withdraw all treatment save palliative care to permit Charlie to die with dignity. Isn't it interesting? Here's a judge who has no medical background at all deciding that Charlie should die despite the wishes of the parents, overriding the wishes of the parents and saying that it's in Charlie's best interests. Really? I mean, does Charlie get a vote in this? I imagine if he did, he'd probably say, I want to live. In fact, the parents are going to testify later. I'm going to play a video that they think that Charlie's fighting. He's fighting for his life right now. In the best interest of Charlie to kill himself? I mean, that just goes against common sense. That they would be the best interests of Charlie. And, by the way, the parents, it's not the best interests of the parents that Charlie would die. But that is the judge ruling. Now, it was appealed. Of course, the parents appealed it to the European Court of Human Rights, or we should better name this the European Court of Inhumanity, who sided with the judge. And therefore, now Charlie is set to die at any moment. His feeding tube could be removed at any time. Recently, of course, just I think it was yesterday, we had the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, weigh in on this. And I'd like to, if we could, let's go ahead and play that clip of the UK Prime Minister, Theresa May, talking about Charlie's situation and siding with the so-called experts and the judge. Go ahead and play that clip.
Fully understand and appreciate that any parent in these circumstances will want to do everything possible to and explore every option for their serious
right. Here's her disclaimer.
But I also know that no doctor ever wants to be placed in the terrible position where they have to make such heartbreaking decisions. The Honourable Lady referred to the fact that we have that court process here. I'm confident that Great Ormond Street Hospital have and always will consider any offers or new information that has come forward with consideration of the well-being of a desperately ill child.
There we go again. The well-being of a desperately ill child. First of all, how is it in the well-being to kill the child? And second of all, why is the hospital making that decision? It makes no sense whatsoever, or a court making the decision as to what is considered to be the well-being of the child. Now, I want to play a video clip. The parents, that is Connie Yates, that's the mother, and Chris Gard, the father, went to YouTube just a couple of days ago, and here is their impassioned plea for their son, Charlie. Listen to this.
If he's still fighting, we're still fighting. If he's still fighting over there, believe me, he's still fighting. He's a little fighter. He's a little trooper, and he's a soldier. He will fight, and he'd fight to the very end, and he's still fighting, but we're not allowed to fight for him anymore. Our parental rights have been stripped away. We can't even take our own son home to die. We've been denied that. Do you not think we've been put through enough?
Our final wish,
if all went against us, and we've had this conversation many times, if we lose, can we take our little boy home to where he belongs to die, and we're not allowed?
The 4th of August 2016 was the best day of our lives, the day that Charlie was born. The 30th of the 6th, 2017, is going to be the worst day of our lives.
We know what day our son's going to die, and we don't even get to say what happens to him. He's got to die in that place.
Charlie will die in Great Ormond Street Hospital tomorrow. Thank you, everyone, for all your support.
I mean, how can you not watch that and just break down and cry? It's heartbreaking to hear the heart of those parents talk about their son, Charlie Gard, who's fighting for his life. That's what they say. And as long as Charlie's fighting, the parents say they're going to fight. They're not going to give up. And they've raised 1.3 million pounds in order to take him to the United States. And this hospital, along with these courts, these death panels, have said, no, you can't have your child. No, he's going to die here. We're going to kill him. I mean, you heard them. They're just making a plea to take him home to die. You talk about dying with dignity? At least that would be dying with dignity. Not dying in some hospital with a death sentence by a death panel, by some, you know, human rights, European human rights court, or some UK judge, or for that matter, the hospital itself. So, I mean, the whole thing screams of death panels and the lack of providing for the rights of the parents. So, you know, this Prime Minister, Theresa May, she's certainly no Margaret Thatcher. She could end it today if she were to intervene. With the bully pulpit, she could intervene because she's the Prime Minister of Britain, but she has chosen not to, and she's siding with the death panels. However, the good news is this, and let's turn the page here, and that is President Donald Trump, our president, the president of the United States, has spoken on this issue. Thank God that he's not like Theresa May. And this is what Donald Trump tweeted the other day. He basically said this, that is, that if we can help, if we can find care, which they can here in the United States, that they would be delighted to help little Charlie Gard, that the United States would be willing to help out. And so the United States, you know, has intervened here by the President of the United States, along with the Pope, who didn't send a completely, you know, direct message, but clearly said that Charlie should be given an opportunity, especially one in his situation. So that's where we stand right now with the situation with Charlie Gard. Right now, his life hangs in the balance in the United Kingdom. President Trump has intervened at least as much as he's able, and the Pope Francis has as well. What we do have coming up soon, and hopefully we're going to get Catherine Foster on the phone here, who will be leading a delegation to the United Kingdom to meet with the parents, to meet with Connie Yates and Chris Gard to try to help out with this situation, trying to see that the wishes of the parents actually get fulfilled, that they get played out, and not the wishes of this court or the hospital. That's what we're hoping to see here. And there's a delegation that's been set up, kind of an ad hoc delegation, which at this very moment, I think, or at least at 2 o'clock today, is going to be meeting with officials at the White House to discuss the situation with Charlie Gard and are getting on an airplane tonight to head to London to try to rescue Charlie Gard from the death panel. Catherine Foster is the president and CEO of Americans United for Life. She's heading over there along with Reverend Patrick Mahoney of the Christian Defense Coalition, as well as Bobby Schindler. And Bobby Schindler is the brother of Terry Schiavo, which, of course, Bobby Schindler has very he has intimate knowledge of this kind of thing because Terry Schiavo faced the same kind of death panel as Charlie Gard is facing. So those three are also going to be leaving this evening to England. So do we have Catherine on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Hey, Catherine, how are you? Thanks for being on the program.
Doing very well, thanks. How are you doing?
Doing well, doing well. So I've basically told the story as much as I know it, and that is going through all of what happened with the hospital and the UK judge and the European Court of Human Rights, so-called human rights, and where we stand right now. Now, Catherine is the president and CEO of the Americans United for Life. You see her picture up there on the screen. And she just was at the British Embassy at a press conference regarding the matter and will be leaving tonight unless plans have been changed, which this is an ever-changing issue, to head to London. If you would, Catherine, just fill us in on what's going on right now and what you guys are going to be doing to leave the United States right now and help out with the parents and Charlie.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, right now I've spent a lot of time on the phone with Charlie's mom, Connie, and it's as difficult a situation as you can imagine for her. Her young son, her baby in the hospital, she and Chris spending hour after hour, 24/7, at his bedside, just, you know, getting to know their son in the way that any mom and dad would. But he does have this illness. He's connected to a ventilator, and the hospital, okay, which is this institution created to support him, Charlie, and the most vulnerable among us, the hospital that they hired to care for little Charlie, is instead threatening to remove his ventilator with little to no input from the family, no ability even to take him home to pass in his own crib for this. And certainly they're not letting him be transferred to any of the hospitals around the world who have offered continued care, treatment, cutting-edge, groundbreaking treatments that could help little Charlie. And they're offering this free of charge and just a display of what parents' love can do. Not only are these hospitals offering this care and this treatment free of charge, even before these offers started flooding in, Charlie's parents raised $1.7 million in private donations just for his continued care and treatment.
My guest is Catherine Glenn Foster from Americans United for Life, and she was just at a press conference at the British Embassy and comes to us live here on Facebook. Catherine, if you would, I mean, I played the video clip of the parents. It's heart-wrenching to watch how they're saying that Charlie is still fighting. He hasn't given up, and he's saying the parents are saying as long as Charlie's fighting, the parents are going to be fighting for him. Let me ask you this. The parents, are they still permitted? I mean, I hate to even say that. Permitted to visit their son?
They are. You know, that is the one blessing here. They are permitted to visit him. And you know, you see the photos of them clutching his little stuffed friend there. But there is this continued fight, certainly from Charlie. He is still doing everything he can to live. His parents fighting for him and for their own rights, Connie and Chris. and the whole family. And then, of course, we're seeing this incredible outpouring of support and of people coming alongside this family, coming alongside right. Connie and Chris. We're seeing that from the Pope, right. from President Trump, from 37 right. European parliamentarians who signed an open letter, from celebrities like Cher even. It's coming from all corners. And, of course, from this massive public outcry, the vigils that are going on, the rallies, and just people coming together to pray and to offer hope for Charlie.
So what's happening right now? Charlie, obviously, they have not removed his feeding tube. You say he's on a ventilator. They haven't removed his ventilator. Has the hospital communicated at all? I know last Friday was supposedly going to be the day that the hospital killed Charlie. Obviously, that came and went. Do we have any idea the timeline here at all as to whether when they might kill Charlie?
You know, the information from the hospital has been communications from the hospital have been few and far between. The parents, Connie and Chris, have not been involved in a lot of these, in most of these meetings that the hospital right. is having, these kind of strategy sessions where they're trying to figure out what their out is and how they can maybe save face in this situation. So at this point, we are meeting with the White House, with White House officials this afternoon, are headed over to England tonight and have a series of meetings and events planned. So that's Praise the God. Strategy at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So you guys, let's deal with that. Let's deal with the strategy. Obviously, it appears anyway. I mean, the good news is that last Friday came and went, means that possibly the hospital is feeling so much pressure worldwide that the outcry, as you say, from people all over the world are hoping, I'm hoping that they're hearing that, and they're holding off. They don't want to do this mm-hmm. in the midst of all of that. So the bottom line is we got to keep the pressure on them. Your delegation, mm-hmm. let me ask you this. What do you have in mind? Again, we don't want to telegraph everything that's going to be happening over there. And of course, we're praying that God just divinely, inspiredly, you know, orders events in which we can save and rescue Charlie, mm-hmm. and get him back to the United States, wherever he goes. But you've been working on this for days. Who's in your delegation? And if you can tell us anything about what you plan to do in the coming days, we'd appreciate hearing that.
Yeah, there are several of us, family advocates. I'm representing the legal strategy here. We have just a variety of different aspects of the ways that we can help, media people, et cetera, pursuing two broad strategies. First, high-level meetings with the local hospital, Great Ormond Street, and government officials, hospitals around the world, the legal team, meetings with all of these groups. And then the other part of the broad strategy is going to be that public pressure in terms mm-hmm. of media, in terms of social media, in terms of really engaging the British public and letting them have a voice, because there are so many principles at play here that are just vital to understand. And that's really what's at the core of this, is the principles, because we see here what happens when an institution designed to protect and care is twisted and used instead to promote death. You see what happens when judges make rulings that are promoting death over life, when there are laws in place in a country that promote death over life. And that's why we at Americans United for Life are engaged in getting these laws passed that do promote life over death. And that's our mission.
And right. And the bottom line is here, of course, is that the usurping of the parental rights, that's the bottom line here. They have just basically usurped the rights of the parents to have any say. And I said earlier that this doesn't even have to do with money, because they've raised £1.3 million. I think it's pounds or dollars. I don't remember. So are you, again, I don't want you to disclose something that you shouldn't, but mm-hmm. you are planning, or you already have scheduled meetings with folks at the hospital. That would be very encouraging that they're willing to meet with you.
Yeah, we're working on exactly with whom we can meet there, but that is in the works, and we're going to be meeting.
What about the Prime Minister? You saw the Prime Minister come out publicly on the floor of the House, I think it is, there in Britain, and basically supported the hospital, supported the decision of this European Court of Inhumanity and this UK judge. Are there any attempts to get a meeting with the Prime Minister?
I would say absolutely, yes. You know, but again, we need to emphasize the core principles at play here, which are the right to life, which is protected in Britain by the Human Rights Act. And so they have this long and proud tradition of protecting the right to life, and that's getting thrown out the window in this case. And then the right of parents to know and to care for and make medical decisions for their right. for their children, because you're wondering, you know, whose child is Charlie? Is Charlie is Charlie his parents? I mean, obviously a human being and unique and not owned by anyone, but cared for and loved and known by his parents. And that's who he is. He's not just some ward of the state. There's that phrase, it takes a village. Well, that doesn't mean that you kick the parents out. And that's exactly right. what's happening here.
And you're going to be meeting with the parents. Let's. I know you're busy and you're heading to the White House right now to meet with some officials of the White House, the administration there. And thank God, by the way, thank God Barack Obama is not in the White House. I mean, thank God that Donald Trump came out on the side of life publicly. And that is huge. The bully pulpit is huge. What kinds of things can our viewers, our listeners do to keep the pressure on this situation? What are you asking folks like our viewers and our listeners to do?
Yeah, there's so much that can be done. And at this point, really, it's about that public pressure. It's about talking about Charlie, building awareness, remembering him, remembering that he is with us and he
but would
is
phone calls would, excuse
right
me
now.
But would phone calls to the to the hospital matter? I mean, should we be doing that? Should we be calling the Prime Minister's office, or just trying to on social media we can keep promoting this in the U.S. All the above, or what would you suggest?
I would say all of the above. Calls are definitely an option. In terms of social media, we're using the hashtags CharlieGuard, I am Charlie, Charlie's Army, because really we are all Charlie. You know, we all have a Charlie in our lives, and it could be anyone's son. It could be my child, your child, anyone's child. So we're using these hashtags. We definitely would recommend reaching out to elected representatives, to the hospital. Do everything that you can to keep up that public pressure, because that's really what seems to be keeping him alive at this point.
All right. Well, Catherine, I appreciate you coming on the program. Catherine Glenn Foster, President and CEO of Americans United for Life, who will be part of a delegation leaving late tonight to head to the United Kingdom to assist. And that's all they're doing. They're assisting with the parents to try to help see that their wishes are carried out and not some death panel or court or hospital that's usurping their parental rights. So, Catherine, thanks for being on the program, and we will definitely stay on the story. God bless you.
Wonderful. God bless you.
We'll see you soon. So, folks, that was Catherine Glenn Foster with Americans United for Life. You want to use the hashtag, here it is, hashtag I am Charlie. I am Charlie. Every post on Facebook, everything you're doing on social media, use the hashtag I am Charlie or hashtag Charlie Guard. It's not Charlie Card. It's Charlie Guard, G-A-R-D, in order to continue to keep the pressure on. And hopefully we can get Charlie to a hospital who's willing to give him the treatment that they've already raised the money for. I mean, this is absurd what's going on. So things are moving quickly there. Hopefully this delegation is going to make some difference over there, and be praying for them as they meet with some of the high-level folks at the hospital. Hopefully get a meeting with the Prime Minister, Theresa May, and just the public aid in the public protest of the decision of this hospital and the death panel to kill Charlie Guard. So that's breaking news coming to you from the offices here in the studio of the Mark Harrington Show. Let's do this. I want to wrap things up by talking about another project that we just launched today. That is Deliver Baby Hope, switching gears a little bit to the United States. Talk about Deliver Baby Hope. Starting today, we are mailing, we are delivering by U.S. Postal Service, Baby Hope. And you see a picture of Baby Hope there on the screen. Baby Hope is a 12-week fetal model of a preborn baby with a card that will be enclosed in a small wooden box that will show the different developmental stages of Baby Hope. And that will be hitting the mailboxes of all the U.S. senators in Washington, D.C. in the coming days. And so, folks, if you want to help with the project, that is Deliver Baby Hope to the U.S. Senate, you can go to our website at createdequal.org and donate. It's only $13. I think it's, I got to get this right, $13 to deliver one Baby Hope to a U.S. senator. $26 sends two Baby Hopes one Baby Hope to two senators, and $52 delivers four Baby Hopes to four senators. So that's how it works. So if you want to help out, you can go to our website at createdequal.org or go to our Facebook page at Created Equal. We have the event there that you can click on. You can learn more about Project Deliver Baby Hope. These packages are being delivered as we speak, going to be in the mail in the coming days to 100 U.S. senators with a message. And the message, by the way, is from Baby Hope. The letter included in the package is from Baby Hope directly. It's not written from my perspective or anybody else. It's written from the perspective of Baby Hope, a 12-week preborn child, begging the Senate, asking Senator Majority Leader McConnell to defund Planned Parenthood and eliminate all funding streams for abortion from the federal government. So that's what Baby Hope will be asking, to defund Planned Parenthood in the health care law or bill, and to eliminate all funding streams for abortion in the current health care bill that's before the United States Senate. To finish up here, we got a couple of other things happening. I want to keep you abreast of what's going on at Created Equal. We will be leaving on Wednesday next week on the 12th of July to go to Washington, D.C. We'll be there on the 13th, and we will be going to Senator Mitch McConnell's office with a group of folks from Created Equal and others around the country to once again call for him to defund Planned Parenthood, or for the healthcare law or bill to include a defunding of Planned Parenthood, elimination of all funding streams for abortion. So we'll be going to Washington on July 13th, and you'll be hearing more about that on our social media. Additionally, on July 18th, there will be a protest being conducted by Created Equal and other organizations in the Seattle area to bring pressure upon the Seattle Storm WNBA basketball team, who is donating $5 of its ticket sales that night to Planned Parenthood. Now, you might think, well, what's the big deal with that? I mean, that doesn't amount to a whole lot of money. Here's the problem with that. First of all, we understand Planned Parenthood is looking for new funding streams. They need to, because they see the writing on the wall. They see the fact that they're probably going to lose funding from the federal government. So they're looking for new ways to fund the killing of preborn babies. So that's, in some ways, that's good news that they're looking elsewhere. The bad news is that they're finding organizations like the Seattle Storm to provide that funding. And once you get leagues like the NBA, WNBA, the NFL, who knows, NCAA, to start supporting Planned Parenthood, we're going to have a very difficult time fighting against them, because they're going to find other funding streams. So we need to nip this in the bud. You need to stop this before it gets started. And that's why we're doing this. The first time that Planned Parenthood has found a national pro basketball league or team, in this case, the Seattle Storm, to support them. So we're going to be out front of that stadium, that arena, the Coliseum there, Key Arena in Seattle, on July 18. And then finally, we'll be in Louisville, Kentucky, with Operation Save America, from July 29 through our 22nd through 29. Our part in this is we will be setting up or displaying our jumbo TV screen, our Jumbotron, which plays live abortions. We'll be doing that in the downtown Louisville area, along with assisting with all the other activities during the week with Operation Save America. So that's what's going on here at Created Equal. So keep watching on social media if you want to find out what we're doing. And folks, let's take some time and pray for Charlie Gard and his family and his parents right now, and the delegation heading to the United Kingdom to try to rescue this child from the hands of this death panel. Let's pray right now and we'll end the program. Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask you give favor to the delegation that's leaving today. We thank you for Catherine Glenn Foster and Reverend Mahoney and Bobby Schindler and others who are part of that group, Lord. We pray that you open doors for them to meet with the officials they need to at the hospital, elected officials, even the prime minister, Lord, that we could save Charlie Gard. You know, it's about him. It's about human life, and it's about one individual human being made in the image of God, and that's Charlie. And we pray, Lord, that he would be spared from imminent death. Lord, we pray that that he would be able to come to the United States or wherever else and seek the treatment and find the treatment that the money has already been raised for. Lord, we pray you intervene right now in Jesus' name, save this child, and give favor to those heading to the United Kingdom to rescue this young baby. We pray for the family, parents specifically, Lord, give them peace in this situation. We ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you comfort them through this difficult time. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we'll see you next time, folks. 1 p.m. next Thursday here on Facebook and other social media platforms. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net. createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.